Hey, we want to buy your car.
Hey, we want to get looks you. Like you might need a new Nissan.
I see you're not paying anything monthly to us anymore.
Yeah, please.
Even though this wasn't really to them. But,
please continue.
Yeah, right. I'm like, I want, I'll, so my stupid car.
Yep.
My stupid car. By this time, mm-hmm. I'm hoping that my car situation is kind of played out.
Yep.
So you know what I want to do?
What's that?
Is my next vehicle, more than anything, uh-huh. I want it to be a nice camper van.
Oh, nice.
Like a van that I can camp in, preferably like a Westphalia, like a VW, like 80s.
They're remaking the VWs, you know.
I've seen the fancy electric ones, the electric vans.
Yeah.
Have you? That's sick.
I think it's way cool.
It's like $80,000 or something. I know. It's like, but it's like,
but
electric.
How cool is it, dude?
It's the coolest.
It's,
but
it's like so, retro looking ish.
So are the 1975 or 1968,
dude, and the classic ones,
1985, even like the Westphalias, and even like the newer than that. So that's going to be my next vehicle.
That's awesome.
But I really wanted this vehicle. That was the first time I've ever paid. It's this as new a car I've ever had. I never had a brand new car.
Right.
But this was as closest to it.
Yep.
I was paying it off for 5 or 6 years. Paid it off.
Yep. And then it took a shit.
And I just want to, I just want to drive it for a year or two without making a payment. Yep. So we'll see how that plays out.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Why were we talking about that?
Who knows?
I forget.
But we don't need to worry about that. You know why?
Because we're on vacation.
Actually,
by the time this airs, I'll be back.
You will technically have just landed, I guess.
Yeah. No, I'll be back because I would have gotten back the 11th, the evening of the 11th.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, I come back on the 14th.
So you'll be.
So what days?
When this comes out, you're still in the Caribbean.
Maybe. Well, because we have a layover in New York for like 9 hours at night.
Oh, really? That's nice. I mean, as far as like. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
Well, it's way a long time.
We have a layover for about that long in the morning in Miami.
And so we are going to go. Our travel agent got us a hotel so we can stay in the hotel if we need to.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to stay in no stinking hotel in New York. She's never been there. I want to go to Times Square and like walk around and get a slice of pizza at 4 a.m. Like, that's what I want to do.
For sure. So. I want to get mugged. New York style.
That's old school New York. It doesn't happen these days, okay? It's not going to happen.
You're going to come back. You know what still happens? Mugging.
Mugging, right. If you don't hear this, it's because my computer got stolen. And
in case you don't hear this.
Yeah.
That reminds me of Arrested Development, like where she's talking, there's Spanish being spoken in the house, and she's like, how do you say, I know you understand me in Spanish? think that he would know that.
Yeah, I think they understand you. Good times. Anyway, so vacation time is where it's at, and it was well worth it for me.
It will be great. It was great.
Yeah.
Man, my trip to Aruba on thanks to Wheel. We didn't even mention that I'm going to Aruba, even though I've mentioned it plenty of times.
Oh, yeah. We all know.
On Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, we all know.
Dime.
We are all aware.
Good.
And I'm going to the Caribbean on
your own dime.
My own dime, which is much not as fun.
It's much not.
Man, how did I end that last one? I was something about enjoyed or whatever. Who knows?
Yeah.
But anyway. That's
where you're at.
I'm still there.
I'm home recovering from my lovely week in my own private balcony.
Golly, like it's gonna be. I mean, it was. Let's just say it was. But for real, we haven't left yet, obviously. But
I just realized I was looking at my stuff.
Yeah,
you know, we're trying to get ready for the leave.
Correct.
So right now it's Halloween.
Yes. We are recording this one as we recorded the last one on Halloween.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm getting ready to leave on Saturday and going through everything.
Yep.
I look at my room and I'm like unwinding on my private balcony. That's the prize puzzle for the trip. And so of course I have my private balcony. I do have a private balcony, except it's garden view and not ocean view. And so part of me was like, motherfucker.
It's all good.
It is all good. It's free.
Yep.
It's free. And
but still, it's still kind of a bum.
Yeah, but you know, I imagine we're gonna have. I imagine it'll be fine.
Oh yeah, of course it'll be fine.
And the garden might be amazing.
It's gonna be gorgeous.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. So anyway,
but anyway, that's,
we're not here.
We're not here. You're here listening, and we're not here. Hopefully, I'm playing. I'm hopefully they're gonna play like Thor 3 on the plane flight or something.
Do they usually do that like that soon?
Yeah, that's how I saw Iron Man 3, which was
Yeah. Within a week of it being...
I think so. I'm sure they won't. And I'm going to be watching Stranger Things or something on my laptop, because we already discussed that in the last episode. Regardless, Thor's coming out, and we're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
So stay tuned, Life's a Bingers, for the Thor episode coming up. But I think we're doing a rerun. Yeah? We're just going to play
We are
recording right now.
Yeah, but we're not going to go for another hour.
Yeah.
You know what I got to do? I got to go to Costco. I got to get my glasses fixed.
I know.
Fixed.
I have to do some stuff, too.
You know, I got to clean up. I got to leave the house in a way that I want to come back to.
Yep.
All that stuff.
Yep. I got to go.
You know. I got to study my lines for the new show.
Oh, yeah.
Which I need to do.
You do
which
need to do that.
I'm getting paid for right now.
Hopefully no one's listening.
It's okay.
As long as you have it memorized by the time you're supposed to, then
exactly.
It doesn't matter.
You know, yeah. Yep. My responsibility.
There you go.
And, you know, I could show up and like not even
just wing it.
Yeah, and people be like, oh, okay. Yeah. You know, there's nothing. I wouldn't do that, but right. I mean, there's, you know,
yep.
I could probably get away with murder right now. I could shoot somebody
you
in the
shoot
face.
Shoot somebody in the face
at SeaWorld, and I wouldn't lose my job. Yeah. So
holy crap.
So anyway,
We're gonna play one of my favorite episodes of all time, which is the theme song episode.
I can't wait to listen again.
I freaking love this episode, man. It's nothing but fun times, and it doesn't have to be timely. It doesn't have to be relevant. It's just always fun, and we hope that you enjoy it.
Yeah, for sure.
So enjoy the Slice of Binge, rerun, theme song. Oh, we might say, like, Modern Profession and all that crap, or
ignore
that, because fuck those guys. Not really. We love all the people associated with that.
We sure do.
Fine establishment.
But that's just not existing.
It doesn't exist anymore. That's why I said that. But all the podcasts, I believe, still exist. So listen to all the podcasts that we probably mentioned.
Right.
And if we don't mention any of them, then go find some on your own. And then we're going to leave it at that. I'll stop talking now because I think the episode's an hour and we've been talking for 7 minutes.
So. Cool.
Enjoy the theme song episode. And we'll see you next week for sure with another live brand new episode. Hopefully maybe we can find some time to see Thor with our movie passes.
Yep. Sounds
and
good to me.
That's the plan. So check out Thor before next week so you can not have spoilers.
Right
anyway,
on.
We'll see you guys then.
Enjoy.
Bye.
Yeah, well, I saw it on a rerun.
It's a rerun.
Nice Padre jersey, man.
Thanks, man. I meant to wear it on one of our videos, but I didn't because I'm dumb and I'm wearing it on the radio episode instead. Because you always
really
wear cut stuff.
I just agreed to say that you're wearing it just to make you feel good.
one knows. You always wear Cubs stuff.
So I have one Cubs shirt. I need to get a better one.
But I never wear my Padres gear because, first of all, I am not ashamed to be a Padres fan. I should be, but I'm not because I'm a real Padres fan.
Did we ever play my song?
Yes. Oh, not on the show.
We got to play that song sometime.
Yeah, you did play your I Love the Padres song for me, and that's how I am. So
you love the Padres.
I do. I love the Padres.
Nothing wrong with that.
A million times.
Nothing wrong with that.
I love the Padres.
That gives room for, like, you know, editing some other stuff.
I love the Padres.
So, actually, I just make that up 10 years later.
Right.
I made that really long, extensively repetitive part
for
just
editing.
So you could, you know, add stuff in later. So it makes good sense.
Yeah.
So.
So how's it going, dude?
It's going good. It's nice. Going good. I've been doing this podcast. Oh, wait a minute. Who am I talking to?
Oh, yeah, that's me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know about that.
Yeah, we've been
Well,
the
then nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds about right.
So I went to the dentist today, and the dentist, like, the guy who cleans my teeth, we always talk about stuff, and a guy named Carlo, who's a real nice guy, and he's always like, oh, he's kind of a SeaWorld fan,
nice.
And so I think that he like recognized me like when I came in before.
Like, hey, I know this guy.
Yeah. And so he's always kind of one of those few times in our lives where we get to kind of get treated.
Right.
Yeah. Like with a little reverence.
Treatment.
Yeah. It's, which is cool.
For sure.
You know, and I like to think I'm always like a really cool star, like approachable and easy and not a dick. Yeah, of course. Yeah. We are. I say we. We are.
We both are. Yeah. We are celebrities.
We are celebrities and we're cool with that.
Darn tootin'. But anyhow, this is probably going to be a somewhat longer episode, depending on what we throw in, because there's an extensive amount of stuff that we can based on this topic. But before we get into the topic, make sure to go to lifesabinge.com and check out all of our stuff there, and go to amodernprofession.com and check out all the other podcasts on the network, and check out live shows that are happening. Like, the Tabled series is always good for fun. If you're in San Diego, check out modernprofession.com for all of your entertainment needs.
Amodernprofession.com. Check it out. Also, these type of things are big word of mouth operation.
For sure.
A lot of we have a lot of our friends on, people we know. Mm-hmm. We kind of try to expand that out, get some people that are famous-ish,
more famous-y people.
Yep, yeah. But our podcast, like any good homegrown podcast, will grow with word of mouth.
Yeah, for sure.
So spread the word.
Share the show, man.
Yeah, this is like a nice conversation to have about stuff that you would talk about and laugh about over beers with anybody anyway. Yeah. So do it with us.
For sure.
So crack one open and enjoy the next hour. Unless you're driving, of course.
Yeah, don't crack one open then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or do, but be very sneaky about it. No, we don't condone that.
We don't condone that.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I just like beer. Yeah, I just like it. But
just
I'm
keep sitting enough here cocaine with you to keep to keep balanced.
Yeah, you got
to
keep... No.
But we don't. Don't do that. That's be bad.
Yeah,
that would be illegal.
Don't do that. So, but anywho, enjoy this latest episode of Life's a Binge.
Let's roll.
Life's a Binge! Bow, 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 bow,
bow, bow, bow, bow. Right? Now, we have a darn good theme song.
We do. That was a really good segue transition right off the bat.
Wasn't it? See, we lifted it, but... it's an homage.
Right.
It's an homage to one of our favorite shows, Seinfeld.
This right here. It's an homage to this.
Let's hear it. What do you got? Happening. A little synthesized bass. But it's a slap bass.
Oh yeah.
But it's like a keyboard.
You can't beat it.
It's good.
Now this is a song that there's no words to this song.
Right.
But everybody probably recognizes it.
Most people do.
I think it spans the generations enough because it was, 90s into 2000s, kind of, right? It, ended in 2000-something, didn't it?
I think it ended in the 90s. I could be wrong, but I thought it ended in the 90s.
So it spanned the 90s?
I think, I want to say, 92 to 99 or so, or no. Maybe it went into, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know when it was on. Yeah. But it was...
I think it was on for 9 seasons.
One of those shows that kind of spanned the generations, where most people know that song.
Yep.
Which is what this whole episode is going to be about.
Yes.
It's about theme songs, which I am a sucker for theme songs. They don't necessarily exist like they used to. Like every show, especially sitcoms, used to have a theme song that was a good minute long, and it took up one of the 23 minutes of time mm-hmm. that a show has. It was 1 minute of it.
But it's brilliant because it was also a scene, essentially.
Right.
A filmed scene mm-hmm. that was essentially going to be the same scene every week.
Right.
But it was a scene from the show. And then it was also this whole little, this.
It's like a ritual.
A ritual where because your memory really associates with a song and music, very well. So that's why they have jingles,
Right.
And they just did a thing on NPR about jingles and the history of jingles. And
nice.
The first jingle was Anheuser-Busch. Back in 1908 or something like that.
That's a good one.
But anyway, because you get it in your head and then you think, and that's what you think about.
Right.
You think about, by Menon
right.
or something.
Yeah, all of them.
And then you're like, that's what I'm thinking about. So if they can get that song in your head, you're going to think about the show.
Right.
You're going to watch the show. You're going to buy the products advertised during the show.
Correct.
So, there's a strong, long history of theme songs.
And so
some great ones.
Yeah. So for this episode, we both kind of made a list. I mm-hmm. had a huge list. You had a pretty extensive list as well. And I went through and I found audio of all
the theme songs that were listed, plus more. And so every time I started to download one, another one would pop into my head, and then another one, and then another one, and then another one, and then another one. And so, I'm just going to play one, and I want you to see if you know what it is. Because this one wasn't on your list that I believe.
Okay.
But here we go.
Oh, yeah. Bewitched.
Nope.
Wait a minute. Oh, I Dream a Genie. Uh-huh. I Dream a Genie.
Yes.
Those were those two shows were so similar.
But like this one, another one. Now, a lot of these don't have words. Like a lot of them don't have words. Now, there are plenty that do have words. But like this song, people just know. You might not necessarily know that it's I Dream a Genie, but I guarantee like people know what that song is.
That's so funny. And now Bewitched was kind of real similar too, because it was like,
right. I got Bewitched also.
See, play it. You'll see. I think that gets great. That's kind of really similar. Like, I would bet you that that's probably the same.
The same person wrote it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should maybe, we never will, but one of you listeners out there.
But, and so, look that up. Like, yeah, because I got the Bewitched song. Uh-huh. I got this one, and then I was like, duh, you can't have one without the other. So I went and I got the
I Dream a Genie
one. But then like more and more, I just kept getting more and more and more, and I couldn't stop getting them.
All right. So do you have your list on you? Don't look at it.
Okay.
And then because I don't have my list with me.
Got it.
So, so if you have like, let's start with like your favorite one.
See, the problem is,
Come on now.
I love them all.
Boo. I know, I'm with you there,
but okay. So,
all right,
a lot of theme songs for me are from the cartoon world.
Okay,
because when I was a kid, like not just Saturday morning, but like after school, and like there was a lot of cartoons that were all the time. So Nickelodeon, Disney Channel, all these things. But for me, one of the first things that like I had to run home and watch. Now this is probably not you at all by any means.
It's all good,
but. It was. I'm not gonna say it. I'm just gonna play it.
Play it. I'll see if I recognize it.
You're not gonna know it. I can freaking sing every word of the song. I wanna be the
very best, like no one ever was. He's lip-syncing this right now. Catch them is my real test. To train them is my cause. Catch them and train them. Oh, is this like Tarzan?
Nope. They're gonna say it right here. Ready? Here it comes.
Okay. Pokemon, like Pokemon. I have no idea what Pokemon is. Like, I know that it's like this.
But just listen to this epic song, dude.
It's an epic, like, huge industry Pokemon is. And I have no idea what Pokemon is or about or anything.
Now, this song,
you collect cards, there's a video game, there was movies.
Yeah, so this song goes on for like 3.5 minutes.
Right, so
that's like the gist of it. I freaking love that song. Like it probably makes the rounds in the regular playlist. Like not just TV. Because I also do have like a playlist of like TV theme songs. That has like the Batman animated series, because like the instrumental is just epic.
Now wait a minute, the animated one?
Yeah.
See, I'm sure I don't know them, because I think of Batman, I think, you know,
right. For some reason I don't have it on this list, but I do have that song. But the Batman animated series one is great. I do have the original Batman Batman. But Pokemon, the song itself is just freaking epic in my mind.
It reminds me, now when we were playing softball, you're playing softball,
yes.
But I was playing softball for a handful of years.
Yeah.
And our bit was...
You had like walk-up music.
Well, yeah, music that we walked up to. And Santiago's walk-up music was the theme from...
This is a fail story.
It is a fail story because it's driving up the wall, so we're going to skip that.
All right. Perfect.
But let me tell you, it was similar to that Pokemon song.
Another one for me is this song right here.
All
right.
So what's this for?
I have no idea. Heroes in a half shell. Turtle power. They're the world's most fearsome fighting teens. I gotta let it go. I can't stop it. Actually, I can't stop it because there's a million of them.
That's right.
And we just got somebody walk in with turtle stuff on.
Not just turtle stuff. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's the way to go. A shirt, belt buckle, all sorts of goodies.
That's awesome.
The song is just epic in my mind.
That's cool.
Again, it's from a show that I watched religiously.
So these are all Saturday morning shows so far, right?
Kinda. Yeah. Or well, cartoons. Pokemon was a daily show. It was,
but
on,
it was a cartoon.
It was on, yes.
Cartoon. All right. So why don't I talk about... Oh, no. All right. Well... We'll do, or you want to do another couple cartoon ones, and then I'll do a couple cartoon.
I mean,
ones
I got
that are big, that were big for me.
Cartoon for me. Ones,
yeah.
I might not
ones.
Have got them, but
did you get Hong Kong Fui?
No, I do have it though. I just have to search for it real quick. But there's this one, obviously. Everyone
classic.
Knows this song.
Classic.
It's like just that right there is enough for to know that yeah. one is a huge cartoon song.
That's Danny Elfman, who was made famous famous for being the Oingo Boingo, but right. more famous for doing. Movies and TVs. Classic one.
Uh-huh.
Who is Primus?
This is Primus, yep.
Yep.
I mean, I have a million cartoon songs on here. Like, I could just keep going with cartoons, and that would take up the entire episode.
Well.
Are y'all ready, kids?
This is what I'm familiar with.
I can't hear you.
You can do this one, too.
Pineapple under the sea. Absorbent and yellow and porous as he.
You know why I know this?
It was you had to do it.
Because we had to do it yeah. for, yeah. And but I enjoyed it every time.
Yes.
Oh, who lives in the pineapple under the sea?
Absorbent and yellow and porous as he.
Yes.
That's a great line.
A lesser known cartoon. Well, it's not lesser known. Along the same lines, but it has a freaking fantastic theme song is this song right here. It's only 30 seconds. I'm going to play the whole thing.
All right. Oh, dude, King of the Hill.
Uh-huh.
Then this was a band called, like, The Refreshments or something.
I don't even remember, but, like...
Ding, but there's, like, ding, this, ding, like, ding, old country, ding, like, ding, 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 country rock
yeah.
type of band. Like Reverend Horton Heatish or something
Which
like that.
Which was perfect for King of the Hill. Like,
yeah.
it took place in Texas, and, like, it was just, like, kind of hillbilly, but not.
Dude.
And just, like...
It's also makes me think just to how great that show was. That
yeah.
show was a great, great show. And it makes me think of how great, the dude.
Mike Judge
is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Which makes me want to watch Silicon Valley.
Silicon Valley. Dude, the show is epic. You should definitely
I'm sure
it
I'm going to love it.
Yeah.
It's HBO.
Yep.
It's Mike Judge. It can't lose.
It's very good.
Cool.
I thoroughly enjoy every episode.
Does it have a good theme song?
It does. It's not very lengthy, and I didn't get it, but it is.
Hey,
good.
There's only a million songs to choose from.
I think I have 63,000
just
on this list. You're right. but I'm going to play one of yours now.
All right.
And see if you know it.
I'm sure
you're
going
to get it. In.
Yep. See, now this is one that, like, back in the day, you would sing this song just like walking to school, and everybody would just sing it too.
Well, not only that, but, like, it full-on, like, puts you in this show.
It does. It does.
Like,
and it also,
you know,
not only that.
Finally gets a piece of the pie, and it's, like, soulful.
And it's like a gospel,
uh-huh.
like, feel to it. And so, and it's upbeat, a little clap.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And, you know, they're moving on up. Like, you know.
And this was a reaction to Norman Lear, who's a big TV guy in the 70s. That they didn't have blacks in positions of
wealth.
Yeah, they had
yeah.
like Sanford and Son. They had good times. They lived
right.
in the projects.
Yep.
But yeah. So this was kind of
but
an
the
answer.
Jeffersons, like yeah.
Yeah, this was an answer.
They were moving on up.
Yep.
Yeah.
But you know, in the show that this spun off of,
Jeffersons.
Yeah.
Was it? What was it?
It had another classic, theme song, which I doubt that you. Grabbed it, but it's a classic one.
What was
Boy,
it?
The way Glenn Miller played songs that made the hit parade. Guys like us, we had it made.
What would that
Those
be?
Were the
Boy,
days.
The way Glenn Miller played songs that made the
what
hit
would that be?
Parade.
Would that be all the
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the
and
days.
And she's so bad. This is so bad right here.
Great.
But it's so great.
It's great. And you just picture his face.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Wake could use.
And like I wouldn't get all in the family, please.
Well, just because I didn't say it.
I know.
I didn't say it.
But you didn't have to, man.
I didn't have to. You were all on it.
That one's classic.
It is classic. It is classic. Yeah, it's one that for sure that like people hear it.
A lot of people know.
Boom. I know that.
Yep.
Not only that, you hear it and it takes you to a place.
And if you don't necessarily, and if it's, a lot of these, if you don't know it like instantaneously, you're probably in the back of your mind like, I've heard this before. Mm-hmm. Like I've heard that lady sing that horrendous note. And you know that thing. You're like, why do I know what that is?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah.
It's great. And these songs are very effective in taking you right to that place.
Right.
You know, like
so all in the family, like you're
Pokemon,
right there.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah.
I Dream of Jeannie. Uh-huh. They, you know, and all in the family, boom, you are there, yes. Like in, you know, in now, Brooklyn or Long Island or
now for me. There was like stay at home and watch show. Like if you stay at home, you're going to watch TV. Like if you're home from, sick from school, mm-hmm. It was like big for like syndicated TV. That was like when it would come on TV.
Right.
Now, I'm just going to play 30 seconds. Not even 30 seconds. Probably 5 seconds of this one real quick just because it's a stay at home when you're sick mm-hmm. song.
This is Jeopardy?
No.
Wait a minute.
Come on, dude.
The dating game? No, wait. Don't tell me. Oh, this is Price is Right.
Yeah,
Price
dude,
is right.
Come on.
I'm stupid.
Like I said, that's your stay-at-home sick song. But for me, like you said, that takes you to a place. That is this song right here, and you're going to know it instantaneously, and it's going to take you to a place where everything is just fine and dandy, and if it's not, it's going to get fixed real quick.
All right. Yep. This is another one.
And it like, just takes you there.
And like
the Andy Griffith
this show was
show.
Out in the 60s.
Yeah.
Starring Andy and, Griffith.
In Ronnie the 70s, Howard. Though, and even also the 80s, this was like a song that you would walk around.
And you just whistle. Right. And it like, it just reminds me of like happier times. Like, and not even happy times, but like when I was home from school, like it would make me feel cozy. Like mm-hmm. the nice little whistle and like takes you to Mayberry.
Yeah.
And like it's all small town and everyone's so nice. And like even like the sheriff, he's out to like bust people, but like he does it in such a nice yep. way.
I'm sorry, sheriff. Of course I'll get in that jail cell.
Right.
You beat me as often as you feel like necessary.
But like, you know, that was just one of those ones. It fell in line with, I want to announce them, but I like the songs to announce themselves. But that was like, it fell in line with this song here. All right.
Yeah, this is definitely, like, takes you to a happy place.
Right. So, like, and, like, I can just picture, like, Dick Van Dyke falling over the bench. Mm-hmm. And, like, it just, any of the black and whites, like.
And now, you Griffith remember, like, every so often.
Dick Van Dyke. And,
he would hop over
right,
the ottoman.
Right.
Like he would fall over.
I do
over,
remember that.
And every so often, then he would, like, not fall over it.
But, like, that show and Andy Griffith and this show right here, which is another iconic song.
I Love Lucy.
Yeah. Like those three, and like for some reason, maybe because they're black and white, like maybe they're all the same kind of show, but like I Love Lucy, Dick Van Dyke, and Andy Griffith were all like, they remind me of like being homesick, like under a blanket with a big old like glass of OJ, and like, I don't know, like it just makes me, and believe it or not, that makes me happy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what?
Because like, you're comforted. You're,
right.
you're completely
it's
safe.
Right.
Yeah, you're safe and comforted.
Like being sick isn't so, obviously a good thing, but like those songs, I like they put me in that spot of like,
right.
I know exactly what's going on there.
So, so you just played I Love Lucy and
Dick Van Dyke and Andy Griffith.
And Andy Griffith.
Right.
Okay. So play the Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh, I got that. Let's see. Beverly Hillbillies. Here we go. Now, this is all.
Come and listen to a story about a man.
See, I like the one with the words because
right.
the,
no, the like words are 100% like better.
Yeah.
In the ground came the bubbling crude oil, that is. Black gold, Texas tea. Well, the first thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire.
And the kid folks said, Jed, move away from there. Now, like, that's the thing that the words do. Like, it. I'm sure if people know these songs in their car right now,
right,
they're singing. Like,
I'm sure
you just have to go.
You jam a little bit on your banjo.
But like, that's the thing with these songs. If you know the words to them, you are for sure going to sing along. And that's the thing that like gets in your brain and like is so catchy that you can't help it.
So, allow me to take a little side trip.
Sure.
The Beverly Hillbillies and I Love Lucy were two shows that recently, because at SeaWorld we lost Bubbles, the star of a dolphin show.
Yes.
The sea, the pilot whale who was around forever. But Bubbles was at Marineland, and at Marineland was used in a lot of these shows back in the day.
Yep.
And so there's a Beverly Hillbillies episode where they go to Marineland and Bubbles is there. And then there's a I Love Lucy where they go to Marineland and Bubbles is there.
Yep.
And I worked with Bubbles.
Yeah. That's awesome.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
It's really, really cool.
Well, yeah, she was around for a long time.
Very, very long time.
Yeah, and it was very sad that she passed.
It was very sad, and it's just kind of cool.
Yeah.
So, anyway, on with the theme.
That was a slight downer, so we needed a little pick-me-up.
Pick-me-up, man.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale.
They played reruns of this every morning.
Uh-huh.
And so I would watch one episode of Gilligan's Island at like 7 a.m. every day before I went to school.
I could see that, yeah.
And it just always put like a smile on my face.
A 3-hour tour.
Yeah, okay. let some play out.
Yeah.
Because...
Oh, I got the good version.
Okay. There was a couple different versions.
Just
right.
Two.
The Minnow would be lost. The ship set round on the shore of this uncharted desert isle. With Gilligan,
yes.
The skipper, a millionaire,
and his wife. She doesn't have a name.
The movie star, the professor and Marianne.
So in the other one.
And the rest.
So instead of the professor and Marianne.
Yeah. The movie star.
And the rest.
There's two people. Yeah. Come on. Say the two people.
You know what's funny, too, is like seeing it in syndication and seeing it in color, too, because really like pops in color.
Yeah.
And so they sex up. Girls, big time, big time.
Oh yeah,
like super sexed them up.
Oh yeah,
and but the professor is a very handsome guy too.
Yeah,
so it was like these like dude. Those were like the eye candy of the island there.
Yep, there was enough for everybody. But it's so funny. Like I can't get over it. Like the theme song world. When I was playing the Ninja Turtles one, that was a long time ago. I had the thought like. What if you were the guys that were making theme songs?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they are so passionate about the Ninja Turtles song, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, heroes in a half shell, turtle power. They're the world's most fearsome fighting teens. Right.
Now, you're talking about the people who are singing it or the people who are creating it or writing it?
All
or?
Of the above.
Okay.
So, the like, they're in a studio, right? And they're like, okay, we got to come up with something catchy for this show.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be catchy. It's going to be big. We're going to sell a million action figures. But it's got to have a catchy song. So, go for it. And then they're like, okay, well, how about we just say the name? Like, it worked for Batman. Batman. So, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Okay, that's good. Now get the perfect guy to sing it. And then they're holding auditions, or maybe, you know, who knows with the process. But, like, the final product is just, like, if you're in the studio and you're just, like, singing the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles song.
Right.
Like, and they're so passionate about it. Same thing with the Pokemon song. It's so big and so epic.
Right.
And it's like, who's the guy that sings these songs? Because they're so great.
Right.
They're so awesome. Oh, it just makes me happy.
Yeah. And, you know, and that might be their only... Their only thing. I mean, like, clearly...
I mean, there are
bands that have had success with lots of other things who do,
but they're known for one thing and one thing alone.
No,
like this.
Yes, but that's not who I was thinking. I mean, but this is them. This is more like
this is the only thing they're known for.
This
the
is,
Rembrandts.
Right.
This is the band, the Rembrandts.
Yes, that's right. Because I remember seeing it. Yeah.
And this song was a song. I'm pretty sure it was a song before it became the theme song for Friends.
Huh.
But now, that's all, this is literally all they're known for.
And that's not bad. That's more than
a
lot of bands.
They probably make more money than most bands because that song plays probably 15 times a day.
I would hope that they get some kind of little slice of the syndication money.
They play the song?
I would hope so. You never know.
Yeah.
You always hear about music business and them screwing you.
But you had a different, like, song or something, or a different band that did a theme
song?
Oh,
well, I was thinking that, like, that there are bands that like the Rembrandts is a great example.
Yeah.
That's going to be the highlight of their career, of their life.
Right.
You know, and there are folks who are like, I'm the one who sang the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. You might not know me.
Right.
But, you know.
That's me.
But that's me. And then you're like, sang a couple notes. And people are like, oh, that is
that
you.
That is you.
Dude. Right. You know, they're like, right on.
Yeah.
Do it. Do some more.
Right. Dude, if I knew the guy that sang that song, I'd make him sing it all the time.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to sing it all the time. But then there's bands that are big, established bands that just write themes, that write a song that happens to be a theme song, like this one. Do you know what this one is? It's from a band.
Yes, no, maybe.
This is They Might Be Giants?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they had a lot of success.
Yeah, but this is from Malcolm
in the Middle, yeah.
But, so that band is a band that you know. And this is just a song that they chose for the... Do you know if this is an actual song, or was it...
I don't know.
Yeah,
that's a good question. Or whether or not they wrote it.
But they're an established band. Like,
but
it's
certainly... Yeah, they were established, I think, when that came out, too.
Right.
And I think that... I'm guessing that just because it fits so well into the theme of the show.
Right.
You know, of a family with young siblings. You're not the boss of me. You know, it makes me think that they wrote it for the song.
Right.
For the show,
possible. It is very possible. Which some shows do get bands to write a song just for the show, like this one, which is a very catchy theme song. But I,
yeah, this is like maybe one of the catchiest ones of all time.
Newer,
in the last 20 years.
Yeah. Because it's just,
we built the pyramids,
and like we don't even watch the show, but we know the song.
But you know, I watch it probably. I probably leave it running on the TV.
Right.
Because of the song more often than not, because you're just like, this show is on. I'm not excited about the show personally.
Right.
But I like the song enough that like, ooh, all right, I'll let it play. And I wonder how many times like I'll let it play because I like the song. And
right.
Then I'll watch a whole episode.
Yeah.
And then you're like, tomorrow night, I'll do it again.
Right.
So,
Here's one that wasn't on either of our lists,
all right,
but I thought of it, and it's probably another one of those like super iconic, most people know it theme songs.
Okay.
I think.
Thank you for being pretty good, friend. Pretty much. This is Bosom Buddies.
Nope.
No? Down the road, back again. What was Bosom Buddies? That was a Bill My Life?
I don't even know. This is Golden Girls.
Oh, you know what? I never watched Golden Girls, but
you knew the song, though, right?
I do know the song, but this was a hit song before it was the theme song.
And but it just I love this song. I just love theme songs. Like I obviously these are all on my iPod,
right?
And I will listen to them. Like I listen to them. I did one Facebook Live video from our account,
right?
A while back. And
not the driving.
No, it was just me driving. And
oh, that
all
one.
I was
okay.
doing was playing theme songs.
Oh, you know
and
what?
I was lip syncing.
I was driving
songs
at the same time.
Right.
And so I didn't.
That's all I did.
I didn't listen.
But that's because theme songs are amazing and just make you happy all the time.
It's true. Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy now, we might have talked about this before.
What's that?
Do you remember the theme song to Happy Days before it was this one?
I don't remember it. I know if I heard it, I probably would know it.
It was one that was the show came out in the 70s and the hit was in the 50s. But
was it Rockin' Around the Clock?
It was Rockin' Around the Clock.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
But this is a better one.
It is better.
Because it's called Happy Days.
Right.
And
I do remember Rockin' Around the Clock, though.
It was like, only the first season, I think.
Yeah, I do remember that being the thing, though.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And it was a little more artsy, like that first season of Happy Days. It was a little more like... It wasn't as like studio audience as much. It was more like filmed like
that show. It really is like the baseline for like shows where it starts off kind of like slow and then it like builds up and gets a huge fan base, becomes super mega popular, and then takes a leap and just kind of goes downhill. And then they try and save it all and then they try and save it in the finale. Like it's kind of like how a lot of shows are nowadays.
I don't remember the finale. Like
of Happy Days,
yeah.
They all just leave. Like I think he like leaves, and like they sell the house or something. And Fonzie's the last one to leave. I don't know. Probably leaves. Like they just turn the lights off of the house and like walk out the door.
Huh.
I don't remember, but
it's finale just, episodes. But right. But yeah, the song is fantastic. Mm-hmm. And then when you picture it, you can kind of picture the opening sequence on right. all these with on the, all these oh, on songs. All of them. Yeah, and so you kind of picture Fonzie like hitting
you see him in the screen. And yeah, like, it pops up. And that's how it was with all. Okay, a lot of the 80s and into the 90s. That's when theme songs became like a big deal. Like they always kind of were, because like obviously I played, you know, All in the Family, Isle of Lucy, Dick Van Dyke, like stuff from the 60s and 70s and stuff, and Dukes of Hazzard. Did I play that one?
You didn't play that one.
I played.
Now that one makes you happy too.
What did I play? Beverly Hillbillies?
Beverly Hillbillies you played.
Got it. I mean, I do have Dukes of Hazzard because
it's classic.
List. Yeah. He's like, yeah.
Just a good old boy.
It is a good old boys. Yeah.
Never mean
dude, this
no
show
harm.
Is crazy.
They weren't meaning any harm. They had that, like,
beats all you never
you
saw.
Know, cool car.
In trouble with the law. Oh, geez, like, the
they were in trouble with the law.
They would, like, cause ruckus and, like, always get away with it.
They got like, the sexy cousin.
Yeah. You're just like,
okay. But you're always wondering, like, what's going on with them and right. their cousin?
Why is she there in those booty shorts all the time?
They had a character named Cooter.
Yeah. oh man, what is his name?
Cooter? I don't know.
No, Enos? Huggy Bear.
Huggy Bear?
Yeah.
From what does that have to do with this?
He was on Dukes of Hazzard, wasn't he?
No, Huggy Bear was a character on Starsky and Hutch.
That's what I was thinking. Starsky and Hutch.
Yeah, which had a theme song
right.
that was kind of memorable, but it wasn't, you know, because like Beretta. Do you remember? I don't know if you remember Beretta. That was because like when I think of Starsky and Hutch, I think of Beretta.
Got it.
Beretta had a little white bird. It was Robert, the guy who was not convicted, but he was he went to trial for murder.
Right. I don't know.
Robert something.
Yes.
Blake. Robert Blake.
Robert Blake.
And but anyway, yeah.
There's like iconic songs that I didn't get, like Miami Vice. That was the one very known theme song. And
yeah.
I didn't get that one.
And that was a good one too. Like dugga dugga dugga, and that really set the 80s theme.
Right.
And it's really recognizable. Beretta had lyrics. It was like, keep your eye on the sparrow. Good times.
The 90s was a big deal for me because that's when I was watching a lot of TV. So, mm-hmm. like, songs like this just sends me home.
Nope. Don't know
this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page.
This is Family Matters with Urkel.
I never watch Urkel. Family Matters.
Some people say it's even harder to find.
That's a catchy tune.
Oh, yeah, dude, because it has words. But it's very, very much the same song sort of thing as this one, which is they aired back to back. And this is a Full House theme song. And they had the same, like, yellow, like, Comic Sans font. And it would, like, show, like, the character, like, walking in and smile.
Yeah, yeah.
And their name would pop up. Right. And then, like, the next person show up and, like, playing guitar. So turn their head to the camera and smile.
Right. Seeing their name. Right.
Everywhere you look.
I kind of recognize that song. That's so funny, which makes a lot of sense because I've told you that I didn't watch Full House back right. in the day, and it makes sense. And I didn't watch Family Matters. I didn't know that those were two, like, you know, Thank God It's Friday or whatever.
Yeah,
ABC
exactly.
Shows.
That's exactly what they were. They were back to back. And it was like Full House was like this is like dumb, and Tony's gonna rail me for it. But like Full House was like the white family, and Family Matters was like the black family. But that's what it was. But they were both like the same show. Like it was like all about like family values and like right from wrong and don't do drugs and this and that. Like Family Matters had like more of the race stuff, but like Full House also had the race stuff too, where like somebody at school like spray painted the N-word on like a locker.
And Full House?
I think it was Full House, and like they're like, why did they do that? Like some people don't, you know, and like they try to explain right. it in like 90s TV fashion,
right?
Where there's like soft piano music in the background and like, or a saxophone solo.
Well, sometimes like, kids are
because sometimes people are mean, right? You know what I mean? And so, but they were the same show, and I loved them both. And freaking Family Matters had Urkel, and like that kid was unstoppable.
He was very talented. Like the stuff that I've seen, I've been very impressed with.
But like,
And this kid just a ridiculous Urkel. Character.
Yeah.
Just as Urkel. Did I do that?
Like, it was insane. And so, okay, that brings up another topic that is out the door. But theme songs kind of have gone by the wayside. Like, there still are, like, instrumental stuff that happens. But catchphrases is another thing that were really big, and then they just kind of, like, faded into obscurity. Not many people have catchphrases now where they were, like, did I do that from Urkel or, like, dynamite from, like, JJ. And they used to be everywhere.
What you talk about, Willis?
Right. It was like a thing. And you're like, he's going to say it at least once. Like, this it's going to happen. Yeah. And if it didn't happen, you're like, what? Yeah. How come he didn't say it?
Yeah. Especially when they would like build you up to it. And the show would get established for a while, like Different Strokes, where it would get established for a while, where it was like, situation on in the script or on the scene would like lead to a particular point, and everybody would be like, here it comes, here it comes.
What
and Gary Coleman would like be kind of posing.
Speaking of,
then all your kids go to jail one at a time because we've got different strokes. Yes, you're all troubled family and someone's going to jail for drugs and more.
I don't think those are the words.
Isn't it?
No.
That's what happened. But
I don't think those are the words. How long have we been doing this? Has it been a while? Do we have more time?
I think to me, it feels like we've been only going for like 20 minutes.
I know.
But, I think we've been going about 35 minutes. That's my guess.
I have.
Okay, I think 9:40. I think we've been going 42 minutes.
So we have more time.
We have some more time. Yeah.
Okay, because I'm going to keep playing some of these. So let me see if I can find something here. This one is a really good one. And it comes from Happy Days. And
this is a good one. We got 30-ish minutes.
He's at 40-ish. So we got like 20 more minutes.
Give us any chance, we'll take it.
This is Laverne and Shirley.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. You're mouthing the words over there, but I'm telling you what it is.
I'm picturing all the different stuff.
And, like, the glove on the beer bottle.
We did a little tour of the of one of the breweries as preparation for the Seven Seas Festival.
Oh, nice.
And so they had, like, a bottling thing, and it was going
this should have been
down there, and I was like, don't you guys ever, like, take a glove and put it on there and wave at it? We're like, I don't know what you're talking about.
That's sad. Even Wayne's World, like, spoofed this intro. Like, they did the whole, like, intro. It's very when they show up at Milwaukee. So, I'm going to play something, and I want you to tell me if you know what it is.
Okay.
It's not necessarily a theme song, but I want to see if you know what it is.
Okay.
It's only 15 seconds.
All good. X-Files. It's not a theme song.
I mean, it kind of was a theme song. That was it. It was Lost.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. It made me so happy. You thought it was X-Files? Come on, dude.
That sounded like X-Files.
No. This sounds like X-Files.
This sounds like the X-Files theme.
Yeah. Oh, right, but I thought it wasn't a theme song. Kind of is, because, like, it was the word Lost going by. Like, that was the whole intro to that show. So
that was the Lost theme song,
technically,
pretty much.
If you want to get real with it.
Yeah.
But
it perfectly demonstrates the point that, like, the theme songs, for dramas especially, like, dramas, a lot of comedies, too. Like,
there is a drama, I didn't download it, but there is one that I know that you would know. And it goes, goom, goom, boom, doom, 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 doom.
NYPD Blue?
Boom, goom. It's Law and Order.
Oh, Law and Order. Which has been on for 20 plus years.
Right. But that's like their theme song.
Yep, you're right.
But even, so here's one. I'm just finding them. I like didn't even know that I downloaded this one. But this is a drama that had a theme song. And it's very apropos for what the show is.
West Wing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And, like, if you didn't know what the West Wing is about, and I was like, there's this new show. Listen to this
theme
music.
Song.
What do you think it's about?
I
like,
would
you'd
think
be like, it's something patriotic. Like,
no, I would think, like sweeping, like, I would think, like, maybe Little House on the Prairie or
really?
Something. Yeah, like,
it
I
just
could
sounds
picture,
so
like,
patriotic.
I picture, like, pioneering West. like this. That's what this reminds me of, like the pioneering spirit.
Yeah, the build up and everything. I guess.
Ooh, now I can see the ocean for the first time. We made it, kids. We'll set up camp here.
That's so true. That's a very good observation. Maybe I just think it sounds patriotic because
you associate
what it's about.
Yeah, you associate it already.
But that was good. Like, especially that build up, and you're like, it comes over the coast. And like, yeah, I can see that. I do have one extremely modern within the last year.
In the last year?
And
wow.
It makes me so happy.
All right.
To know this song.
Okay.
It's only 30 seconds. I'm going to play the whole thing.
Okay. Yeah, this is a good one. Yeah, they did good with this. They did very good with this. Unbreakable. They lied, damn it. It's a miracle. Unbreakable. They lied, damn it. But females are strong as hell. Unbreakable. They lied, damn it. It's a miracle. Unbreakable. They lied, damn it.
That's going to be, fascinating transition.
Damn it. Now, did you've heard the long version of it?
Oh,
too,
yeah,
which
they,
is
like,
great.
They played,
yeah. Which is all a play. It's all a play on the
auto-tune
the news.
Right.
Yeah, which is great. I mean, it's more specifically the play on the one guy. Hide your kids,
hide your wife.
You know, and they do that well because that was such a popular part of American culture.
That theme song because I was like, okay, I should watch this show. Everyone tells me I'd like it. I should
have
watch
you watched
it.
Season two?
Not yet.
It's very good.
I know. But when I started season one, I was like, okay, that's okay. Okay. The very first scene like sets up what's going on.
Right.
And then like she comes out of the dungeon or whatever you want to call it. And like that song plays. And you're like, well, I think they play the full version the first time.
Yeah.
Because like it's the auto-tune the news about her life or whatever. But it made me so giddy and happy that there was a modern TV show that had a theme song and a catchy as hell, like fun, like lighthearted kind of a theme song.
I don't know.
Because like all the like 90s ones, like sure, they're kind of like, fun and motivational and stuff. Mm-hmm. But like there was also ones, this one is from the 80s.
All right.
And you might know it. You might not.
Is this, don't tell me, family, Michael J. Keaton?
No. Michael J. Keaton. Alex B.
Alex B. Keaton.
Here's Carl.
Michael J. Fox.
Michael B. Keaton.
I know this.
It's Who's the Boss?
Who's the Boss?
But, this has nothing to do with,
with the show?
Kind of, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it doesn't. So it's a song, it's a good example of a song that doesn't really...
Doesn't set up the show necessarily.
Yeah, and it doesn't. Yeah, and it doesn't cement the feeling of the show. I guess it does once you associate it with it.
Right.
But it's not. Some of them do it without it. You know, like Andy Griffith and with Dukes of Hazzard.
Right.
They really set the theme of the show without without you having to watch it necessarily.
Right. I kind of want to play these whole thing. I won't. But there's this song which makes me think you're gonna know it. Probably know all the words too. But that's how it was started.
It's time for Animaniacs. I know most of the words.
Right. So there's this one. And then what came hand in hand with Animaniacs?
Tiny Toons.
Oh, what was that?
Tiny Toons.
Oh, Tiny Toons? Would that be this song?
Good, because I was thinking, I don't remember. Tiny, we're toony,
Right. You're like, there was a theme song, and it was this. It's a whole, this song is, how long is this song? It's like 1 minute and 5 seconds.
And it's 1 minute and 5 seconds of a fully produced cartoon.
Right.
Same with Animaniacs.
Right.
One.
The same thing. Really, really long.
See, now I want to watch Tiny Toons because I'm watching some Animaniacs on Netflix since it's been available.
Oh, yeah.
And
Tiny Toons isn't there.
It's
but they
not
go
there.
Hand in hand. Like,
but
they
I
want to
see. I'm trying to think because I think that I like Tiny Toons better. I thought
Tiny Toons was more.
Was it edgier?
No. It was more, I guess, recognizable.
Now,
because they had miniature versions of all the Looney Tunes. Like that's what it was. Like,
But Animaniacs had the like little had Pinky in the Brain, Mime Time, and Good Feathers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, now I want to watch that just so I could see some Pinky in the Brain and some good feathers.
But if you're talking edgy, I think this kind of wins.
All right. Right into this world, all alone. This is a good one. So now I wonder if this is straight up for the show too.
It has to be. The Crow Fly Straight.
The Crow Fly Straight.
A bourbon line.
Probably.
I find this to be entirely fascinating and enjoyable. I could literally do this all day, play theme songs. I hope the listeners are right on board. They're like, what is wrong with this idiot? And why is he just playing theme song after theme song after theme song? Here's another one. I want to test you and see if you know this one. You might not know it.
Okay. This is The Nanny?
Yes.
Okay.
Good job. Well, that was impressive. I didn't think you were going to get it.
I didn't watch The Nanny, but I have seen it in syndication enough that this opening has started. And you got this one.
Of course,
you know,
I did.
I don't know if you'd get this one or not, because this is one.
I loved this show when I was a kid.
This is a great show. This is One Day at a Time.
Yes,
and it's set in Indianapolis of all places, which is so bizarre. Because most of them are set in like New York or Chicago or LA or something.
Yeah, this show, One Day at a Time. I could play
Bone Feet.
The
Valerie Burton.
This show, I just remember Schneider, and I freaking loved Schneider when I was a kid. And like, I tried to like tell, I couldn't remember the name of the show for the life of me at one point. And I was like, it has Schneider. Like Schneider is such a like iconic name.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I say Schneider, like that's probably like that's what I think of. Like,
no, I think a lot of people do.
Who else has Schneider? Like who else has a name Schneider?
There's Mark Schneider, who used to work at SeaWorld.
And so, I don't know that, but did you call him Schneider or did you call him Mark?
Mark.
So if you said the name Schneider, that's who you think of, right?
I think of Schneider from One Day at a Time. Yep.
So, and I was trying to describe it like, it's Schneider, Schneider, Schneider. And people were like, what are you talking about? And like, I couldn't remember the name of One Day at a Time. So that was
One Day at a Time. I remember everybody and their dog had a mad crush on Valerie Bertinelli. She was just adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Adorable.
Yep.
And
she had that like little haircut, like the little bob haircut.
And then Mackenzie Phillips, who I don't know if you remember her whole story, but it was so
tragic,
sordid that we shouldn't talk about it. It's so sordid. But anyway, the mom though, I remember the mom just drove me at the wall. Like I remember thinking, she's unpleasant. not that she was because she was redhead. I love redheads. Yeah. I love that has nothing to do with anything. But she was just. She reminded me, Miss Huxtable. I did not like.
You didn't like Claire Huxtable?
No.
Really?
I thought she was a.
Really?
A B word.
Huh. I really liked Miss Huxtable.
I don't know.
She was kind of the stern member of the family, so maybe that's why she had the B vibe going on, because she was kind of like a stern, like put her foot
down. It could be me and my own misogyny that maybe. I don't acknowledge, you know. Nice. I mean, I'm truly not.
Right.
You know, clear. I would hope it's so clear but that I'm not.
Well,
I can have a problem with
a
female.
So.
Yes, exactly. So
you could be a misogynist.
I'm definitely
a
misogynist.
Racist.
That's how we are.
Yeah.
That's how we roll.
That's how we roll on Life's a Binge. I want to see how long it takes you to get this one.
I'm going to guess 5 seconds.
Less than that.
MASH, for
sure.
Yes. And this is a good one, too, because the way that this sets up. And I don't think this was a hit. I mean, it's an instrumental.
Right.
And almost every, so many people know that the song is called Suicide is Painless.
Correct.
Now, whether or not there are lyrics, I think that there are actual lyrics.
I think there are, and they've used them for the movie.
Oh, really?
I think.
You might be right.
Because the song made more money than the movie did? Like, isn't that?
That might be the case.
I think it's the case. I think that's the trivia there. Dude, good job. You got that in like half a second before the music even started.
But that song, that's one too, that's like a great iconic song that really takes you right. It now that But that one is definitely one because it takes you there because you associate it with the show.
Right.
It doesn't set the mood of the show necessarily. You do hear the helicopters.
Well, right.
But, you know.
But that one for sure is like, yeah. It's, and it's like somber enough. But it does. Like, the show was a comedy for but, the most the, part.
Yeah,
but
there built was in a tragic, built tragic in a setting.
Super
yeah.
tragic setting.
Yeah.
Yeah, Korea is not like a laughing matter, but they made, you know, they made light of it. Just yeah. It's a character show. Where the characters are, you're rooting for the characters and stuff. So,
you know, speaking of which, everybody.
There's a box set of MASH right there. There's a can of MASH right there.
MASH, MASH, MASH.
There's a bunch of stuff in this room that's MASH. That makes me happy.
You should watch the CNN show on Netflix, the 60s and the 70s.
Oh, yeah. You've been talking about you talked about that a
I
while
do,
back.
And,
yeah.
And it's great. And the 70s, they talk about the. In each of them, the 60s, 70s, and they do the 80s, which hasn't been. It's on CNN right now, but
it's
you
not
could,
on Netflix yet.
They talk about television of that time and how the effect of television and some of the different shows. And they talk about MASH and dang, I forgot what I was going to say now.
Well, all right.
But it was great.
Perfect.
But you should watch that show.
That was a valid point.
Yep.
Because our awesome PR girl mentioned her favorite, I have to play that real quick.
Okay.
Just because she's awesome.
Let me guess it.
Combined.
You know,
I am Captain Planet.
So this is from
Captain Planet.
He's fighting on the planet side.
This was when, like, recycling was, they were really pushing recycling for the first time in the world.
In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if this wasn't, like, yeah, like a part of a campaign. Like, we need a cartoon character to reach out to the kids.
Yeah.
In fact, I am 95% sure that this whole thing is a result of a campaign that like we need to create something around, you know, environmentalism.
They're rapping about saving the planet. Looting and polluting is not the way. Hear what Captain Planet has to say. The power is yours.
That's good
it
stuff.
It is 100%.
It's good stuff.
Like propaganda. Yeah. Like get kids to recycle. But I'm all for that. I'm okay with that.
I'm all right with that
that's
too.
That's a good
especially
propaganda.
Since it was like popular enough to be some people's favorite show.
Right.
You know that.
Well, she didn't say it was her favorite show. She
favorite
said it was
theme
her
favorite,
one of her favorite theme songs.
Or right. It was a popular show though.
It was a successful popular show.
Not one that people just went, ugh.
Right.
You know.
It was a good enough cartoon to like keep people invested. So we're probably close to time, but I do want to play a couple more.
I'll tell you where we're at.
Yeah.
So we're close. Yeah, that's a good one. Oh yeah.
What is it?
Wilma.
Okay, perfect.
To the Flintstones, friend of mine.
Oh man.
From the town of Bedrock, air a page right out of history. Last night with the family down the street to the. Through the courtesy of first 2 feet.
This is another one back to back.
Jetsons,
with that.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Back to back.
Yep.
Look at that big intro.
Yeah, this is a full
it's like
orchestra.
A big band. Yeah. And then this the words.
Meet George Jetson. James Boy Illinois.
Oh,
daughter
boy
Judy.
First.
Yeah, daughter Judy.
Jane, the wife last.
Daughter Judy.
How like how misogynistic. He like goes to hand her a dollar and she takes the wallet.
Mm-hmm.
So funny though. Classic. Anyway, that was the Flintstones and Jetsons. They were back to back. Now there is one
Robot Slave Rosie. Dun, dun, dun,
dun. Mr. Jetson.
Oh, I'd be remiss if I didn't at least play the beginning of this song, just because.
I never watched the show except a little bit on syndication.
I watched every episode.
But it's very catchy.
Birds fly by. It's alright, cause I'm saved by the bell.
This is like another straight out of the 90s, like, song. And, like, the intro is all, like, swirly and, like, neon-y. And
no, I know I've asked you before, but have you watched the made-for-TV movie about it through Screech's eyes?
Oh, the no. It was on.
You really need to watch it.
I heard
we
it
need
was
to find
terrible.
It was deliciously terrible.
They like made everyone out to be like.
Except Screech is totally, a badass.
Yeah, it's so stupid.
You want to fight? Because I'm tough.
I think that's the majority of the ones that I mean, I have way more, but we can't play them all. And I know that there's one that people are yelling that they can't believe.
We didn't play it?
Hasn't been played. But that's because
what am I going
to
guess?
That's because I have to play the whole thing.
Let me guess.
Oh, it's happening right now. I'm playing the whole thing loudly.
All
right.
Of course.
Now
of course.
This is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel Air.
And everyone is singing along right now.
I'm with you.
I guarantee it.
I know the song kind of, but not that great.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground is where I spent most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool and all, shooting some b-ball outside on the school. When a couple of guys,
this is probably one of the most famous theme songs of all time.
Agreed.
I got in one little fight and my mom got scared. I said, you're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel Air. I whistled for a cab and when it came near, the license plate said fresh and had dice in the mirror. If anything, I can say that this cab was rare, but I thought, man, forget it, you're home to Bel Air.
You want to do the little step?
Up to the house about 7 or 8, and I yelled to the cabbie, your home, smell you later. Looked at my kingdom, I was finally there. To sit on my throne as the Prince of Bel Air.
A scoop. little jump.
And then he, like, knocked on the door.
With his head.
This little head
bobble. Yeah, I forgot that, you know, that we did, that was in our sea lion bit, too.
Oh, yeah.
So we would do that, and then we'd do the little knock on the door, and then you, like, do the little scoop. Yeah, we'd do the little, you know, the little step dance, you know, the little boom, one, two. And then, yeah, turn back and shake your neck around, like,
yay. Yeah, so that one.
That was fun. That was fun. I missed doing that.
That's, like, that's probably, I would say, one of the most iconic and well-known theme songs of all time.
Yeah, it's in the. God, it's so hard to like quantify, but we can do it because we have nothing to like.
Well, right.
Yeah.
But
I'd say it's definitely
would say
in the top
it's
10.
It's up there for sure.
Yeah.
Like for sure. Because I think a lot of people know that song.
Mm-hmm.
And like maybe they don't know that it was the theme song, but I just, for some reason, everyone I know knows all the words to that song.
When Bad Credit, Dallas's old band,
mm-hmm.
Emmy award-winning Dallas McLaughlin's band, Bad Credit, back in the day, they would do that song.
Nice.
And everybody would sing. Everybody would sing along.
Yeah, because you have to. And then I do have to play like 5 seconds of this because Samantha made me put it on here.
All right.
So I have to do it.
This is Dawson's Creek?
It sure is.
And this was a hit, though.
This was a song,
before.
Yes. I don't know if it was before or if it just was at the same time.
I think, yeah, it was either before or the same time, but it was almost like its own hit.
Almost,
I think it was before, which I don't know. I don't know for sure.
I'm not going to lie, I did love me some Dawson's Creek.
I watched some of it because Joey was just too attractive.
I did
with her little half smile.
But see, and there's
in an almost annoying way. But
I just keep seeing more and more that I want to keep playing. Like Darkwing Duck is on here. And I freaking love Darkwing Duck and DuckTales. But Darkwing Duck is so good. Do you even know Darkwing Duck?
I know of Darkwing Duck. Nope.
Just listen to it. Doesn't it make you just want to like know what's going on? Sounds like
Michael Jackson
or Prince, yeah.
With like, but it's the first of 3, 2, 1. When there's trouble, you call DW. Darkwing Duck. Let's get dangerous.
Anyway,
Darkwing Duck.
Dude, he was nice. He was a crime-fighting duck.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm sorry I didn't get Hong Kong Phooey.
Hong Kong Phooey's great.
I think,
brother, what a super guy.
You know
Hong
what?
Kong Phooey.
I think I do have it.
Quicker than the human eye.
I have to have it. Say something interesting while I look for it.
That was one that did you get Fat Albert by any chance? Because that was one that was hugely popular.
Hey, don't think I got
it. It's Fat Albert, and I'm going to sing a song for you. Something we're going to do. Something.
I do have.
Hey, kids, this week we're going to learn about blah, blah, blah.
This is a cover,
blah.
Though. That's not the wrong one.
It sounds good. Ooh, that is a cover,
too. Yeah. I'm sorry. I let you down.
Yep.
For some reason, I don't have Hong Kong food. I thought for sure I had it. That's just bizarre that it's not on here.
That's all right. I mean, there are a bazillion theme songs. Yes. Like, we could fill a week
forever with. Yeah, forever. Five and episodes. Ever and ever.
Yep.
Yeah. So anyway, I guess we can be done with all those.
Let me look see if there was something that I was like, oh, you got to play this.
Yeah. Here, let me go back to.
There's so many ones playlist. Like Love Boat.
Love, I didn't get Love Boat.
That's what I'm saying. That's just too many.
You remember how to work an actual iPod? You have to.
I do. I still have one of these.
Excellent.
And it still works.
So if you find one, just hit the play button. And see, that was the problem. So I made my list, and you made your list, and I went and got the audio from the ones that were least on our list. Uh-huh. But then I kept finding more and more and more, and I couldn't stop. I still want to go home and get more.
It is tough
because they're so great. I freaking love them. So much, and
well, maybe we'll do another one.
I hope that everyone out there listening, if you're listening to our show, you're a fan of TV in general. But I mean, you're a fan of us because we're entertaining. What's up?
I was gonna say some of these I want to play because, like, I don't know, like by looking, like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, I don't know that theme by looking.
There's no words; it's all instrument.
Okay.
Yeah.
Doug, I would have no idea what
another cartoon. It's instrument.
Fraggle Rock, same one.
Oh, you don't know Fraggle Rock?
Don't know Fraggle
Rock. Ditch cares away. Worries for another day. Let the music play. Down in Fraggle Rock.
Nope.
Oh, there you go.
Rugrats, couldn't tell you that one either.
Boop, 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 boop. Sorry, that was Rugrats.
Step by Step?
Step by Step. Day by
was that
day.
A cartoon?
No, that was Patrick show. Duffy and Suzanne Summers. It was like a modern day Brady Bunch, like a big, like two families
Brady
combining.
Bunch.
That's on there.
Is it?
Yeah. Bum, ba, da, ba, da, ba. Here's a story of a lovely lady.
I don't think it's on here.
Who was, it should be. Who was bringing up three very lovely girls.
Yeah, it's not on here.
All think. The weird. It must be on a different list. Or maybe I didn't put it on that specific, because I built a playlist.
Gummy Bears. We talked about Gummy Bears before, I believe.
With AJ, I think.
About the theme song.
Yep.
And to me, I was still like,
Gummy Bears, bouncing here and there and everywhere. I could sing all of them, dude. I got them all in my brain.
You know what? You've got, how many do you have here? 65?
More. There's more than that, but yes.
And there are dozens of like classic ones that we didn't get to. I knew we wouldn't get to them all.
Of course. Like, but Charles in Charge is like stupid.
That's a good one.
But it's like way dumb and like way bad. But it's a theme song. That's the thing. There's two.
Cheers.
Ah, that's okay. That's probably another like top five
Someone
most iconic.
Was
everybody knows. That's not on there either. It should be. It probably is. If it's not, I don't know why. I didn't put it on the playlist. But I do have that song for sure.
It's not on here, but that's all good.
Dang it.
We could never finish.
There's way too many. But like I would say like Cheers, Fresh Prince, Friends, like these are like probably top five songs.
Yep, it's funny. Like and it doesn't make for good radio for me to listen and think.
Right. Right.
So I won't try to think about a whole bunch more.
But
there is a bunch out there.
But if we didn't play...
We already covered a ton of them.
If we didn't play your favorite theme song, let us know what it is, and I will download it. And
we could probably
post
a whole another episode.
No, there's too many.
Probably.
I think we got through most of my favorites and most of yours, at least, that were on your list.
Uh-huh.
And we got PR Girl Jessica's out there, so that was good. So anyway, I think that about wraps this one up.
I hope you enjoyed that because it was definitely fun for us. It's kind of like I don't know, like going through old pictures in a photo album.
That's exactly
like,
what it's like.
You know,
yeah,
like,
it takes you down memory lane.
Yeah,
for
yeah. And so listening to those songs, they definitely take you to a good place.
Yeah.
So unless you were beaten while All in the Family was on, then I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're sorry. We
Boy,
that
the
one.
Way Glenn Miller
that, no,
play.
when she's like songs that made the hit parade. Yeah. You're like, oh my god,
I knew what you wanted.
Those were not the days.
Yeah, those were the misery days.
So we're sorry
for that.
Yeah, sorry about that. But for the most part, hopefully they at least sparked a little Spark a little memory in
happy little memory
in
for
your
you.
Brain there.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's what we try for here at Life's a Binge.
It did it for us.
Yeah. So that we're all done.
That was a fun ride. A little fun ride down the theme song lane there.
Now you get to listen to ours.
Yeah, we'll do it again.
Anyway, this has been Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
And we'll see you on the couch.
Life's a Binge. Bow, 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 bow,
bow. Right?
This has been a Life's a Binge production. Please leave us a rating and review on iTunes, Podomatic, and Stitcher. Follow us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. And be sure and check out lifesabinge.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the couch.